This is the Great Destinations radio show. Now, everybody wants a cheap holiday, don't they? And each week we're going to feature free accommodation ideas, or at least how to get a bed for the night for just a few bucks. I don't want to slum it, and I wouldn't suggest that you should either, but I will bring you some cash-conserving advice for travellers who like a bit of comfort.
I want to break free. How to have a great holiday for a fraction of the cost.
Now, I must admit, I'd heard of Couchsurfing.com. It's a membership website where you offer people rooms in the hope they'll reciprocate when you travel. But I discounted it because the name Couchsurfing, I thought, it's one thing to crash on somebody's sofa after a party when you've missed the last train home. But I'm 46 and I don't know about you, but my days of ankles dangling over the edge of the settee are over. Until I spoke to Ariel de Ramos and Liz House, that is. The couple visited 10 European countries over 30 days and forked out just £50 for accommodation. And they were offered proper comfy beds and spare rooms. They were given city tours, they made new friends, and one woman even did their washing. I want her details. You can learn more about their trip in their book, all about their bus travels. It's called Coaches to Couches. And I caught up with Liz. She says the key to couch surfing success is the profile. That's where users describe themselves.
You can now search for hosts in the place that you're travelling to and look for them based on certain characteristics. So you might look for them based on shared interests that you have, so that you have a bit of a better idea of whether or not you'll get along. The Couchsurfing website has got a referencing system too, which means that you have an idea of whether you're going to be safe at a person's place or not. Because the references are so important, a lot of people are reluctant to host people with no references at all. So if you can meet up with local couch surfing groups before you travel, that way you can get to know some other people in the couch surfing scene and give each other references and just sort of help build up the community that way.
Liz says couch surfing contacts often share experiences you'd never enjoy without their local knowledge.
Our host in Krakow had previously stayed with us in London. She and her friend, the thing they wanted to see most of all was charity shops, because they don't really exist in Krakow. So we took them to our local Red Cross or something, and they were so grateful that they hosted us again when we were in Krakow and showed us in return this amazing lake, which is a disused mine shaft. So it's a man-made lake just hidden away in the mountains in suburban Krakow, and only really the students and a few select couch surfers know about it.
After a month of couch surfing around Europe, these are Liz's favourite places.
Krakow was a really fascinating place, very, very cultured, and it escaped the fate of Warsaw, you know, having sort of communist-era concrete block flats and everything, and it's still got all its cultural heritage. The second place would be Budapest, because the spa culture and the pool culture is very fascinating there. It's a lot of history in the town. And the third place for me would be Bergen, because it's really just like going to Middle Earth. It's like stepping into Lord of the Rings.
If you want to read more, Ariel and Liz's book, Coaches to Couches, is online. And you can hear our full interview on our website.